Shabbat Shalom, Saints, and welcome to our Sabbath Holy Convocation Service. Each week, we gather with the expectation that Jehovah is going to meet us here. In fact, Jehovah commanded us to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. We know, according to Leviticus 23, the Sabbath is a feast of Jehovah. So I want you to grab something to write with, something to write on, and prepare yourself to receive inspirational teachings, quotes you can use, and of course, the truth that set men free. So stay tuned for our Sabbath Holy Convocation Service. Shalom, I'm Arthur Bailey, Chancellor of the Accredited Hebrew Roots University. Hebrew Roots University is the world's first and only accredited theological university that approaches scripture from a Messianic Hebrew Roots perspective. At Hebrew Roots University, you can earn an accredited associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degree in several disciplines. I'm ecstatic to announce our Laborers Grant available to all HRU students. Our new Laborers Grant enables us to eliminate the $50 application fee and cover 50% of tuition costs across all degree programs, removing additional financial barriers and making our tuition even more affordable to all students. There are no prerequisites or pre-qualifications required. Simply apply, and the grant would be automatically applied to your account. All students that apply today will be given a Laborers Grant, which will cover 50% off all tuition costs and will be automatically awarded for each term the student is enrolled. You can apply now. If you have any questions at any time during the application process, please do not hesitate to reach out to our admissions team using the Have Questions section at the bottom of our website. The implementation of our new Laborers Grant will provide access to as many people as possible from all nations worldwide who are desirous of higher education in ministry and becoming laborers in the end-time harvest of the kingdom. Here at Hebrew Roots University, we are dedicated to our mission to teach the true gospel of the kingdom, the gospel Yeshua taught, to people of all nations, and to eradicate biblical illiteracy worldwide. We look forward to walking with you on this exciting journey, so check us out now at HebrewRootsUniversity.com. That's HebrewRootsUniversity.com. Don't wait. Take advantage of our new Laborers Grant, so apply now. HebrewRootsUniversity.com. Thank you. Shalom. Shalom, saints. The last thing Yeshua said to his disciples before he ascended was, "Go and make disciples of all nations." This command is known as the Great Commission. Our ministries have taken this commission very seriously and developed a discipleship training program that will change the way discipleship has been done up to now. Most discipleship training programs are denominational in their approach and is doing exactly what the Pharisees and Sadducees did in the days of Yeshua. Yeshua said, "You search the world over to find one proselyte, and you make them twice the son of hell as they were before you found them." The vision of Arthur Bailey Ministries and House of Israel is to be a worshiping people, an evangelistic community, a discipleship center, an equipping network, and a worldwide witness for Yeshua, the Messiah. In fulfillment of the Great Commission, we've developed Discipleship101.tv. Discipleship101.tv is a 2-year seminary-level discipleship training program that takes a messianic Hebrew roots approach to the scriptures. Now that we've completed this program, we are making it available to people around the world for free. We now have the opportunity to get it into every federal and state prison library and libraries around the nation. We also have the potential for around the nation. For your help, we want to bless you with all of the workbooks and DVDs for each class as a thank you for helping us get this valuable information out. For your partnership, you will get all 8 workbooks and all of the DVDs by partnering with us today at the $1,500 level. Thank you in advance for helping us get this valuable, extensive, messianic Hebrews discipleship training program to the nations of the world. By doing so, we're doing exactly what Yeshua said to do when he commissioned us to make disciples of the nation. Join us in this most important mission of making disciples of the nation by partnering with us today at the $1,500 level. You can partner with us at this level by sending a partnership check or money order to House of Israel. If you would like to pledge your partnership with us and make payments, please do so on our website at www.arthurbaileyministries.com. Just let us know you would like to make a pledge and make payments. Please help us get this material published so it can be placed in prison libraries and libraries around the nation. Partner with us today at the $1,500 level. Thank you.
House of Israel International Services are held weekly at 3601 Rose Lake Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28217, 11 a.m. Saturday mornings and 7 p.m. Thursday evenings, Eastern Time. This live broadcast is made possible through financial contributions from brothers and sisters like you. Your financial support is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Motivating. Inspiring, challenging, encouraging, deepening, strengthening, and enhancing your faith. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to House of Israel International's live worship service.
Greetings, saints, and Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to House of Israel, and may you be blessed on this Yehovah's Feast Day. Amen. Today's message is entitled, Messiah's Secret Name Revealed and Armageddon. We'll be in Revelation chapter 19. And you know, if you have one of those Bibles that gives a title for the chapter, like I'm in the ESV, and it says, Rejoicing in Heaven, and it sounds exciting, probably one of my most favorite chapters in Revelation after all the darkness and savagery, but is it over? So heaven erupts in praise for Yehovah's judgment of the great whore in the marriage of the Lamb. Yeshua returns from heaven on a white horse to judge and make war. The beast and false prophet are cast into the lake of fire, and the remaining armies are destroyed by baby Messiah's sword. Yeah, you can't, you know, it's hard to fit those two together if you've got that mindset. So stay tuned for a continuation of our verse-by-verse study in Revelation chapter 19. You know, at the end of the day's teaching, you'll be given an opportunity to give of your tithes and of your offerings as Father has blessed you. You'll also be able to ask questions, give testimony, and request prayer. Just go to arthurbaileyministries.com, and on the watch page, just you'll see the chat icon on the lower right side. Just click on that, sign in even as a guest, and there you can submit your questions, your testimonies, and your prayer requests. And while you're there, we encourage you to subscribe on that website so you can get notifications of upcoming teaching titles and events. We're also on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and X. So like, subscribe, but please share. At this time, I'd like to invite Minister Stephen Mason to come up and lead us in opening prayer.
Thank you, brother. Shabbat Shalom, saints of Yehovah who are here in the Discipleship Center. And we thank you, Father, for all of that are here and all that will show up. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those that are online who will watch and hear the teaching today and those that will hear the teaching in the future. Heavenly Father, we welcome your presence here among us, and we pray that you give us divine instruction and revelation from the teaching that you have given unto Apostle Bailey that he will bring forth to your people. So we will have your word, and we will take your word, and we will share it with those of the nations as we have been commanded to do. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we love you this day and every day, and we thank you for all that you do for your people, all the healings that you allow your people to have and allow their family members to have. We glorify you, we praise you, we need you, O Heavenly Father, and we love you and thank you. And we thank you for your word, for your word is truth. And in that truth, there is life, there is freedom, there is salvation. There is all things that we need in order to be pleasing unto thee. And that is our desire, to please thee as Yeshua Messiah pleases thee, so we will be able to commune with thee as Yeshua Messiah communes with thee forever. That is our desire, to commune with thee forever, Heavenly Father. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will continue to allow your apostle to be blessed, to bless his family, to supply all things that he needs. And we are grateful and thankful for all the apostles that you have selected that are teaching your true gospel. And we appreciate Apostle Bailey. We thank you for him. And we thank him that he is doing what you've commanded him to do, Heavenly Father. So he is honoring you, glorifying you. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be honored and glorified through your apostles, Heavenly Father. We praise you, we love you, we honor you, we thank you, Father. We thank you for this day, your holy Sabbath day, that you provide us with the teaching of your word and you provide us with rest as we rest this day as well. We need it, we love you, and we bless you and praise you. And Heavenly Father, we honor and glorify thee. We love you, we praise you, we bless you, and we thank you. And we thank you for your Son, Yeshua Messiah, who said that desiring what we pray, believing that we receive it, we shall have it. So we will pray, Father, for all things and know that we will receive these things because Yeshua said that it is so. And we thank Yeshua. We glorify him, we praise him, and we honor him this day and every day. We praise you, we love you, we honor you, we glorify you this day and every day. And we thank you, Father, for all that you do for your people. There are so many things that you can do, and there are so many things that we do as your people with those that have not kept thy commandments. And we will still teach the nations once we become the proper disciples from the Discipleship Center, O Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We love you. And we thank you that you will continue to grow us in thy way And we thank you that you will continue to lift up Apostle Bailey. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you for this day and every day. And we pray that we will glorify thee in all that we do as Yeshua Messiah does. So we will please thee as Yeshua Messiah pleases thee. That is our desire. And to glorify thee as Yeshua Messiah glorifies thee. So we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you in Yeshua Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Stephen. Well, brethren, to bring us the message, Messiah's Secret Name Revealed in Armageddon, Apostle Arthur Bailey.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, saints. Today we're going to continue in our study. Sound like I'm on. Okay. We are today in chapter number 19. And those of you who have been following with us, today we are going to be moving forward, picking up from where we left off in chapter 18 from last week. Over the course of this week, I've really been thinking as I've been having conversations with individuals and as I've had to reevaluate some things that, you know, I have been taught over the course of my time in church, and especially in relations to Revelation. And what I'm seeing here I've had to allow this study to have its correct place in me. And what I've realized that as we've been doing the verse-by-verse study, it's really exposed some misunderstandings, if you would, and some mistranslations that have affected me and I suspect others, especially as I've listened to some of the teachings that have been presented by individuals. And even last week, as I had to, you know, just stand before you all and declare that the things that I'd been teaching concerning pharmakia, that it was adding to Revelation. But there are other things as we're going to go through this particular teaching today on Messiah's secret name revealed and Armageddon. And with this particular teaching, and I really look forward to this, actually, Revelation has pushed me in ways that I needed to be pushed in order to, it's probably been the most intense studying I've ever done. And the reason why is because the warning that is in Revelation has restricted me to a large degree that has forced me to remove some things that I would have taught had it not been for that warning, and that others are teaching ignoring the warning. As we've talked about from the very beginning, that the moment you begin to bring in prophecies and prophets and other teachings into Revelation, you're in violation. And that doesn't stop people from doing it because they think that it's okay if we bring in Daniel and bring in Zechariah and bring in Isaiah and bring in Jeremiah and others. And from the very beginning, well, let me get into this teaching. Let's do that, and we'll go from there. For those of you who are joining us and you haven't subscribed to our website, we encourage you to do that. All you got to do is on the website, arthurbaileyministries.com. You can subscribe there on the watch page. And if you're on Facebook or if you're on Instagram or TikTok, you can also follow us on those platforms. Now, today, there are going to be, as each teaching that we do here, an opportunity for you to ask questions and to get clarification. Now, I would encourage you to take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. You know, I'll remind some folks, because it never fails. It never fails. It never fails. Every service, people come up to me asking me questions because they didn't want to go to the mic. And I'm going to have to put a stop to it. Because if the opportunity is given to you to ask the question and bless other people and you choose not to do it, then I just might have to, you know, restrict that. A lot of the counsel that I do is from right here. And because we allow questions to be asked and comments to be made, it literally cut down on a lot of my counseling time. Because I counsel from right here. When we say that this is a equipping network, it's a discipleship center, I'm doing that from this platform right here. And so when I get pulled over into the corner to answer questions that could be presented and answered in this forum, then it's pulling me into a place to where it's personal time. And I understand personal time. I don't have a problem with giving people personal time. But here we come together to learn together. And I'm trying to help all of us. And there's just been so many opportunities where people ask me personal, private questions after teaching that I wish they had asked publicly. Because now I'm sharing something with them that I could be sharing with everybody. And out of respect for people, I do it. But I have to tell you that it's getting old. And I certainly don't want to come out of no fucking bag. Are you with me today? So y'all help me. Please help me. Help me keep from going off on you. Because I don't want to do it. 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 Because, you know, sometimes folks get upset. They get bothered. Then they don't show up for a while. That's what some of y'all ain't here now. Anyway, at the end of my teaching, you're going to be given an opportunity to ask questions. Take advantage of the time to ask questions. Amen. The vision of House of Israel is to be a worshiping people, an evangelistic community, a discipleship center, an equipping network, and a worldwide witness for Yeshua the Messiah. Our declaration for Jehovah's blessings. I declare peace, power, promise, and I declare the peace of Jehovah in my life and in my body. I declare the power of Jehovah in my life. I declare the peace of Jehovah fulfilled in my life. I declare the peace of Jehovah in the area of my life. I will walk in my life. Father, on this called in the midst of us. We pray, Father, among us today. Give us ability to comprehend us, and then in our day. You today, we glorify your forgiveness in us in you today. Work of the enemy against us, and we do this day. in Yeshua's name. Messiah's seed and Armageddon. Here in this particular connect generation, deal some things to. It's a mystery. It is a mystery. People don't, because it's right there. Result of it, faith and trust. Of God. They were, well, it happens because focus in a name and what God, where that is His. Exposed, and it's through this very beginning. It's just, and those see it as we. My hope and get some deliverance, and therefore, in Messiah of God. On the name of Yeshua, but the what we have heard practice of truth be not the name those other. Now, last week, of the dragon, Satan, that the devil to marks the trend. The judgment of Babylon, the great nations of the earth, in 18 to the Messiah as lords, open with praise into worship. And it's going to be church is no worship at all. And people are in praise to God, and it's missing that as we go through. Again, it opens with to Jehovah have been exiled, has been destroyed, the marriage is for all to see. There are some, it unfolding, if you remember Yeshua, that is the significant servant John, the seven churches, to the seven churches, is going to be executed. Saints, the secret name, the beast, and the false. Chapter, battle of Armageddon. See, ain't no battle at preparation for my. So this chapter is the next chapter of Messiah. The chapter of Jehovah, enemies will not be defeated, is going to be because has been exposed. As I stated, first century context. This first century to its warning exposed and their modern day their interpretation some things in. Tried to tone that, well, you have because some we realize that as it relates to our work, we bothered, upset because to. Mean non-truths. These non-truths with that faith is based on live according to believe you're supposed. Conclusion that the world, based on how I've been the life that I've lived, according to word on some of the arguments that I had that caused me from although I should. People, those were people on have the truth, and here's a every applied that truth does you up. Given when we become that's where the deliverance going through this verse within me that we have believed the accurate. As we state, explicit warning, commentaries ignored. At the end, one of those Bible I'd probably get to the warning. In chapter 1, two states for I that heareth if any man God shall book from the words of the book away his part and out. Things which are written in Yeshua God have no particular chapter. Of the book of Revelation. And being hopefully will deal with the great deal of those who don't, well, they're going to end up with. It's that simple. Commandments of God and have faith. The beast is not that do and taught us that we're not commandments of God. Fellowship with Jehovah. Say that over and over and over to me when it's chapter 12. It, and by the time we go, the promise of God is going to the Holy City outside. Who are abominable? What class? It is clear of those that are of Jehovah and whose all people who are. Things that they have no mighty made. My father has to be healthy. He wants presence. He wants places. Thankful that I to do this when am I retired? I get so now I'm not getting up to work now and in the coup. I'm telling you, to get up in the morning, fellowship with the first man and woman, and defeat the male, the air, you know. You know, in the air, and I won't Revelation things I heard a great and saying salvation. Honor and power, Jehovah. Hallelujah. We're going to see. I started through that tradition going that these things I heard. this is a question that I heaven above. I have bars. If you know people, the resurrection hadn't. So, figure out who is these people. It means what? The Lord. In other words, it's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising. Hallelujah is not encouraging praise. Are you with me? I look back on some of the day, well, not here, and preach as if I'm praising. Hallelujah is the. The truth is, it's saying, praising him. Notice what it says. Unto Jehovah. That's word. And when we used to have being praised, sing praises, praise and worship, and what hallelujah means, come to realize, but didn't do anything. Time to time, someone who bowed before the Most High, you would see that and people being ready, demonstrating like Muslims. How you gonna head to the worship. The word comes from its origin two words. And move to Islamic stuff up in here. Bible. We're not having it because we know truth means to praise. Means to praise. We're praising. Praising Yah. And as they praise, is praising. Praise. Why? Because of Yah is this. Is form of Jehovah. But the is the same. Jehovah, the same thing, tendency to what it is. Existing one, it is found as capital R, one of those capital A in the old, the same word, R, capital D, capital L, capital M, it is case O R Adonai words. Points come that you see these, you remove this and Yod Hey Vav Hey. When people talk unpronounceable, pronouncing his name, using proclaim and Yod Hey aim the name. This comes now, say his name, Asha, the word Haya, root for, it's not his name. Now this is not about understanding it's come from in with people, and then you really what they're talking about. Verse 2, courage, praise, and righteous are his Jehovah. So we're praise to him, and this is what these people for true and right great whore. This in this beast going to be of. And then behind all of this here, they say as their judgments, for he has the earth with her form and the blood and they're praising him. Three, they said, and her smile, because the city, that great mother of harlots and It's burning. And I'm from now 4 and 20 elders. The four beasts and worship praise fell down. Now, just because when you see meaning of faith, the impression that if worship is not down, then all you do in chapter 1 raise him up. He was passed out. Remember when from to a lower state obese me because the voice of many people worshiping only the four. Why aren't all these days worship? Again, to this to a lower. Look down to the number two. Be prostrate. Straight. In yoga, straight yourself. Straighted position. So many push-ups to but are they worshiping? Hello? Worship the Almighty. In another place, we to worship one in token of reverence. How many of you know Asia considered Orient? Persians, Jews, among the knees and touch the of the other thing that. Point out, and I stated it's not the Bible. Strong's Concordance, like Webster Dictionary, who wrote the Bible, the dictionary also words in it. Webster gave in Webster Dictionary Hebrew and Greek concordance. He is that is mission, just people. Or God exposes Tarian root because when the third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, Jesus, how many of you? Long to the master's position form. The master will and just because Webster, the Bible, but Trinity. Now, if the word of a definition word or a Greek word, so what is it doing and what is showing their religious of their writing is not Baptist point of view. Pentecostal point of view. Write it from a go to seminary. It's the seminary. Don't sin. Seminary. Back with Pentecost in the Baptist Church. Every denomination, their denomination, to make sure that they logically. Organization. And conversations with people God. Put it there. And so wasn't biased. The word means, that's all it means. Maybe a God name or amen. This ain't here. From the Hebrew, sometimes you hear me say, I'm. The Hebrew version is simply again be it another and I'm agreeing. But I mean, it's said. And it's like, that's what it be. Now, came out of the voice. There's the voice. There's a voice. And then there's. Now, these are. And it's like, okay, we don't know. The voice came out of the. Our God. In heaven, which him who scroll in his name and took. But then they're sitting on thrones. 20 of a throne. There's, we think, okay, God, but look at what it's. There's a voice. The right letter. Servants and all. Multitude. And I heard as a great multitude, many waters, thundering, omnipotent rain. Now, and give honor. The Lamb made herself arrayed for the saints, and this that the bride. But that's not what it says. That happens again. And Satan, in the context, believed, and added something to go through the. You'll start. Is there system? What you believe? What you believe? Being. Eisegesis versus now you see and rejoice and give honor ready to her was granted and clean for the fine light is clean as a saint into Revelation. We're going to see John coming. Let me show. And so if the angel the bride. Say to bride. To write. So now here's another. Which are lamb. These are the angel. Instructions on what to say. But the angel has given. What is the angel who sent the angel? Yeshua. So Yehovah is saying, Revelation. Is the revelation you to make to the churches are on to the churches who already know. The word to worship him. Two places, John, he says, I feel it for the worship. I'm thy fellow. In other words, I'm your servant of your brother. Servant, is the spirit says these are the true. Words. Here's a big confusion.